Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. At that time, the people in general will fall systematically from the path of progressive civilization in respect to the qualitative engagements of the caste and the orders of society and the Vedic injunctions. Thus, they will be more attracted to economic development for sense gratification, and as a result, there will be an unwanted population on the level of dogs and monkeys. Please repeat after me. At that time,
the people in general
will fall systematically
from the path of progressive civilization
in respect to the qualitative engagements
of the caste
and the orders of society
and the Vedic injunction.
Thus, they'll be more attracted
to economic development
for sense gratification. And as a result,
there will be an unwanted population
on the level of dogs and monkeys. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is foretold herein that in the absence of monarchical regime, the general mass of people will be an unwanted population like dogs and monkeys. As the monkeys are too sexually inclined and dogs are shameless in sexual intercourse, the general mass of population born of illegitimate connection will systematically go astray from the Vedic way of good manners and qualitative engagements in the castes and orders of life. The Vedic way of life is the progressive march of the civilization of the Aryans. The Aryans are progressive in Vedic civilization. The Vedic civilization's destination is to go back to Godhead, back home, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. The Vedas direct everyone not to remain in the darkness of the material world, but to go towards the light of the spiritual kingdom far beyond the material sky. The qualitative caste system and the orders of life are scientifically planned by the Lord and His representatives, the great rishis. The perfect way of life gives all sorts of instruction in things, both material and spiritual. The Vedic way of life does not allow any man to be like the monkeys and dogs. A degraded civilization of sense gratification and economic development is the byproduct of a godless or kingless government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people should not, therefore, begrudge the poor administration they themselves elect. What a perfect analysis of today's civilization. Not today's civilization, today's misdirected civilization. সকলে বুঝতে পেরেছে এই শ্লোকের অর্থ? কে কে বুঝতে পারোনি? অভিরাম, তুমি বুঝতে পেরেছ? পারোনি? আর কে কে বুঝতে পারেনি শ্লোকের অর্থ? হ্যাঁ, বাংলা বই আছে তো এখানে, তো বাংলা বইটা আগে পড়েছ তোমরা? তুমি পড়ো তো দেখি, পড়ো এটা, শ্লোকটার অর্থটা পড়ো।
Thank you. বুঝতে পারলে এখন কি বুঝেছ বলো? হ্যাঁ, পার্থ তুমি বলো শ্লোকটার অর্থ, বুঝতে পেরেছো তুমি? ওকে বলো, বাংলায় বলো। সমাজে অবনতির কারণে? আচ্ছা, আর কি বুঝতে পেরেছ বাংলায় বলো? চিরঞ্জীব, এটা কে বলছে? কাকে বলছে? ওয়াই ইজ ই সেইং দ্যাট? কেন বলছে? কেন বলছে? হ্যাঁ, তদর্থ শব্দটার অর্থ কি? তদা শব্দটার অর্থ কি? হ্যাঁ, বর্ণ রাজাকে অভিশাপ দেওয়ার ফলে রাজা মৃত্যু হবে এবং তখন সমাজকে পরিচালনা করার মতো কেউ থাকবে না, তখন আর্য ধর্ম, তদা আর্য ধর্ম প্রবিলিয়তে, আর্য ধর্ম ক্রমশ ধ্বংস হয়ে যাবে, নষ্ট হয়ে যাবে। আর্য ধর্ম মানে বর্ণাশ্রম ধর্ম, এবং তখন তখন মানুষ বর্ণাশ্রম যুত স্ত্রীময় এবং তত অর্থ কামাভিনিবেশিতাত্মনাম, অর্থ কাম অভিনিবেশিতাত্মনাম, এই শব্দটার অর্থ কি? হ্যাঁ, ভেরি গুড। অর্থ উপার্জন, তাদের জীবনের উদ্দেশ্যটা কি হবে? কেবল অর্থ উপার্জন এবং ইন্দ্রিয় তৃপ্তি সুখ ভোগ। তখন তার ফলে কি হবে? তার ফলে বর্ণসংকর সৃষ্টি হবে। বর্ণসংকর মানে অবাঞ্ছিত জনগণের উৎপত্তি। বর্ণাশ্রম ধর্ম, আর্য ধর্ম পালন করার ফলে সমাজে উপযুক্ত সন্তান সন্ততির উৎপত্তি হয়। মানুষ যদি অবৈধভাবে যদি তারা স্ত্রী পুরুষের মিলন হয়, যথেচ্ছভাবে যদি তাদের মিলন হয়, অর্থাৎ বৈদিক রীতি অনুসরণ না করে যদি স্ত্রী এবং পুরুষের সঙ্গম হয়, তার ফলে অবাঞ্ছিত সন্তান সন্ততির উৎপত্তি হয়। সেই অবাঞ্ছিত সন্তান সন্ততিরা তারা কি করবে, তারা কুকুর আর বাঁদরের মতো আচরণ করবে। আর এই কুকুরের মতো আচরণ আর বাঁদরের মতো আচরণের সম্বন্ধে শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি বলছেন, কুকুরের মতো আচরণ আর বাঁদরের মতো আচরণ সম্বন্ধে প্রভুপাদ এখানে বলছেন, the monkeys are too sexually inclined and dogs are shameless in sexual intercourse. Madhudir jouno shubha jouno bashana ottonto probol ar kukurera jouno acharane shompurno nirlojjo nirlojjo তো মানুষেরাও সেরকম হয়ে যাবে। ওদের যৌন জীবন ভিত্তিক তাদের জীবন হবে এবং তারা নির্লজ্জভাবে স্ত্রী পুরুষের সঙ্গম হবে। সেই যে সমাজ, সেই সমাজটি কি বাঞ্ছনীয়? এবং সেই সময় আজকের সমাজটি কি সেরকম হয়ে দাঁড়িয়েছে? আজকের সমাজ, মানব সমাজ সেই রকম হয়ে দাঁড়িয়েছে। এখন বোঝা গেল শ্লোকের অর্থ? হ্যাঁ, তুমি বুঝতে পেরেছ অভিরাম? হ্যাঁ, তুমি বুঝতে পেরেছ পার্থ? হ্যাঁ, তুমি বুঝতে পেরেছ? ওকে, রাজেন, রাঘব পণ্ডিত, ডিড ইউ ট্রান্সলেট? ওয়েন আই স্পোক ইন বেঙ্গলি ইউ ট্রান্সলেটেড? Okay, we are discussing what is the meaning of this verse. Did everybody understand the meaning of this verse? What is the meaning of the verse? Tada arja dharma prabiliyate. Tada, what is the meaning of the word tada? The meaning of the word tada is at that time. At what time? He's saying at that time. At which time? At which time? Yes, when Parikshit Maharaj, or since Parikshit Maharaj had been cursed. And as a result of that, the society will become degraded. At a time when the society will become degraded because of an absence, because of the absence of a qualified king. What does a qualified king do? A qualified king, a capable, competent king, what does he do? He guides the society. And how does one guide the human society? The human society needs to be guided with a stick. Because mass is ignorance. In one of the previous verses, the mass of human beings, the mass of population is considered to be, who remembers? Considered to be like lambs. Have you seen
the goat herd or a sheep herd. That's how hundreds of sheep or goats. And here there are not so many sheep, but there are lots of goats here. And we see people are... What do they do? The man, the goat herd, has a sheep, has a stick. Not that with the stick he always beat, but he needs to show the stick to bring them back to the line. And when somebody goes off the line, then he smacks. And this is how he keeps them in the line, in the track, and he guides them. And he has the stick to keep the goats in line, and he also has the stick for the wolves. If the wolves come to attack the goats, then what does he do? With the stick, he beats the goat. Protects them. Similarly, a king has a sword, or king has a stick, Rajdanda. The king has his royal stick, royal scepter. And with that, what he does? He establishes the law and order. And with that law and order, he actually keeps the mass of population in line. And also he has a sword. And he has his army. And with the army, he gives protection to the citizens. So a proper king will give protection to the human society in that way. But when there is no such king to establish the law and order through the system of crime and punishment, crimes must be responded with punishment. Otherwise, the human society, human beings will become anarchic. That means they will act in whichever way they want. So that is what Shamik Rishi is forecasting 5,000 years ago. It didn't happen at that time. At that time, the whole human society was in perfect order. You can recall when Parikshit Maharaj gave Kali the four places to live. What are those four places that Parikshit Maharaj awarded to Kali? Who knows? Who remembers? Raise your hand, those who remember. Okay, you tell me, what are those four places that he gave? Very good. These are the four places that Parikshit Maharaj gave to Kali. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. But what did Kali say at that time? Do you remember what Kali said? Right. Kali said, in your kingdom there is no such place where these activities go on. So can you imagine what was the condition 5,000 years ago? Nobody was indulging in these activities. Nobody was eating meat. Nobody was eating meat. Nobody was taking intoxication. Nobody was indulging in illicit sex. And nobody was gambling. Therefore, Kali did not have any place to live. So can you imagine what was the condition of this earth planet 5,000 years ago? 5,000 years ago is not a long time. Just about 5,000 years ago, that was the condition of this world. And in this 5,000 years, what has happened? It has become a problem how to establish a society based on these four principles. Don't we have a problem? Only a group of people are practicing this structure of life, this type of life. Only in ISKCON temples and ISKCON congregations people are following these four principles. Otherwise outside, they know that these activities are bad. At least they know that some of these activities are bad. They accept it, but they don't follow. They know it is bad, but they can't do anything about it. Like, for example, in schools, just in schools, when they're young boys and girls, in America, the drugs is a problem. The students are taking drugs. They are not just smoking cigarettes or smoking marijuana. They are taking heavy drugs, heroin, cocaine, in schools. And that's why near the schools in America you'll find there is big signs saying drug-free zone. Don't bring drugs here in this area. Drug-free zone. But are they able to keep it drug-free? No. Maybe they are not taking drugs in school, but when they're outside of school, they're taking drugs. They are not into just alcohol. Alcohol is their jalbhat. Alcohol is their appetizer. It is actually. Before eating, they drink alcohol to increase their fire of digestion. Alcohol, cigarette, these are not. They don't think that is problem. But their problem is drugs. And drugs means what? Heavy drugs. At least they know, they understand that these two are main problems. They are not so much into meat eating, because meat eating is a part of their life. But this heavy intoxication and illicit sex. In schools, the girls are becoming pregnant. It's a problem. And there is a massive introduction of contraceptives. They're trying to prevent pregnancy. That means boys and girls in schools, not even in colleges. In schools, they're indulging in illicit sex. Rampantly. Rampantly. So this has become the condition of the society. People recognize it is bad. Parents know. Parents are afraid. But what can they do? So this is how the society has become degraded, and nobody knows how to solve this problem. Nobody knows how to counteract this influence of Kali. Only Prabhupada knew. Only Prabhupada knew how to counteract. And as Prabhupada's followers, we at least have some idea how to counteract. Therefore, we have to take this mission seriously. If we don't do it, who is going to do it? We have to take it upon ourselves as a responsibility that has been given by Srila Prabhupada, that has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we are here. That's why I always emphasize, become serious about your spiritual life. Don't become complacent. Don't think that everything is all right. I am chanting 16 rounds, I am following the four regulative principles. No, that is not enough. You may be doing it, but it is good that you are doing it, but we have to consider how to make everybody follow this standard. everybody must follow this standard. Or at least we must induce people, inspire people, encourage people, educate them, convince them that this is the way you have to lead your life for your benefit. It's a massive job. It's a very difficult task, but we have to try. If we don't try, how will it happen? And if we try, then it will happen. If we sincerely try, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will empower us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants this movement to spread. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that dharma should be re-established. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that the world becomes Krishna conscious. But at the same time, this is the age of Kali. This is the time when Kali will dominate. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants it, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada. He sent Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He sent Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the arrangement, but now it's up to us how we are going to establish this principle of dharma on this planet. Srila Prabhupada made all the arrangements, but now we have to take advantage of that. Srila Prabhupada perfectly established ISKCON to accomplish that mission. Srila Prabhupada not only gave us an institution, Srila Prabhupada made the perfect arrangement through his book, through the structure that he gave. Everything is Srila Prabhupada's perfect arrangement. Now the question is, how we are going to take advantage of it. How we'll become the soldiers of Srila Prabhupada's army. So that is the responsibility we have. We are seeing 5,000 years ago this has been predicted. So 5,000 years ago it has been predicted what will happen. Also 5,000 years ago it has been predicted how this situation can be counteracted. So that also has been predicted. So if this has happened as a prediction of 5,000 years ago, that also will happen. Krishna consciousness movement will become re-established on this planet again. And that will be done through Jaggai Sankirtana and Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. It will happen through Sankirtan Yajna, and those who are Sumedhasa, those who are intelligent, those who are clear thinking individuals, those who are far sighted individuals, they will accept. They will dedicate themselves in the Sankirtan Yajna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, take that responsibility and lead the society. Just economic development, just sense gratification is not the goal of life. Economic development automatically will happen. A kind of economic development that will take place in Krishna conscious society, no one can even imagine.
Because Lakshmi Devi is the controller of all the wealth. So when we become engaged in Krishna's service, Lakshmi Devi will give us everything. Lakshmi Devi can give so much money that we can't even imagine. How much can we take with two hands when she gives with her four hands? She'll give with four hands and we can't take. I'm seeing it myself, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 2 years back when I came here, what resources did I have? I didn't have much money. But I just got involved. Let's do something here. We had a big plan, and I had the conviction that yes, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do something big. And I embarked on the project. And in 1 year's time, in less than 1 year's time, this temple has come up. How did it happen? This is how Lakshmi Devi bestows her mercy. If we serve Krishna sincerely, she will give everything. And after all, what is this one temple? There will be temples in every street corner. There will be a temple, Radha Krishna temple. Much bigger, much grander than this temple. So this is how Krishna provides. So we should have implicit faith that if we serve Krishna, everything will be provided. Everything will be provided. We should not worry about economic development. It will happen automatically. Wealth will automatically be there wherever there is Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Especially now that we are trying to spread this movement all over the world. It needs lots of resources. If it was a matter of our individual personal development, spiritual development, yes, we could have gone to the forest. Or at least we could have gone to the bank of the river, like rivers like Ganges or Jamuna. Would have been happy. No jhamela, no janjat, no anxiety, no headache. But we have taken up this difficult situation. And people are making sacrifices. Everyone is making some sacrifice. So since you are making the sacrifice, then make the sacrifice completely. You have already have left everything and come to Krishna consciousness. So why not go all the way? You have taken a few steps, then why not run to reach the goal? Become completely convinced about the success of this movement. Become completely convinced about the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Become completely convinced about the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And become completely convinced about the words of the Vedas, words of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And you will see all kinds of wonderful things will happen. Hmm.
do things. What makes one great? When one achieves, when one has a big vision and he tries to achieve it. So many people are born and then they die. And the world forgets about them. So many millions and billions and zillions of people have been born and died. Does anybody remember them? No. But who the world remembers? The ones who had a great vision and who at least tried to achieve that vision. Like Alexander the Great. He had a big vision to conquer the world. And the world today remembers him. On the material plane, people with big vision and big achievements are remembered. And on the spiritual level, who are remembered? Those who are the devotees of the Lord and those who tried to do something for the Lord. Hanuman, don't you remember him? When was Hanuman? In Treta Yuga. Thousands and thousands of years ago. Hundreds of thousands of years ago. But still today we remember. Prahlad Maharaj. In Satya Yuga. Even before Hanuman. We remember him. Dhruva Maharaj, another personality from Satya Yuga. We remember him. Arjun, Bhim, in Dwapar Yuga, we remember them. Thousands of years went by, still we remember. Why? Because they are the great devotees of the Lord and they tried to do something for the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. That's why the whole world remembers them. At least the spiritual world remembers them. So don't lead a life of an insignificant individual. Try to achieve something big. It doesn't matter whether you are big or small. It doesn't matter whether you are insignificant, but try to achieve something big. Don't you remember the squirrel from Ramchandra? A squirrel. A tiny little squirrel. Or another spider. We remember that spider. Right? Who remembers the spider? But we remember. Why? Because of his attitude of serving Sri Ramchandra. So in this way, find a place in the hearts of the devotees by achieving something wonderful for Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.